And now live from the WCED studios in beautiful downtown Dubois, it's your home with Tim Britton.
Good morning, Gary. You're funny. As soon as you introduce me, I start laughing. Because what's going to happen next is nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Well, the thing is, my instructions are to make you laugh because the listeners love your laugh. So other than holding a mirror up in front of you, it's the only way I know how to do it.
That usually makes me laugh. I resemble that remark. Good morning, new boys. You're listening to your home with Tim Britton. I got a few quick announcements I want to make this morning. Looking forward to getting into the show. We have a great show. I have my guest, John McCall, on with me this morning. John, good morning. How are you doing? Okay, good. This is going to be fun. We're talking about ductwork cleaning today. What happened over the weekend? Some really cool things too. We had a Lego contest in conjunction with the Greater Dubois Builders Association Building and Home Expo show. That show, it went great. If you missed it, you missed some things. They gave away a ton of stuff. We gave away a ton of stuff. I'm going to announce at least one of my winners here. But on Sunday was a Lego contest. And let me, I don't know if the kids had more fun or if Tim the Lego Man, one of my aliases, had more fun, but I got to announce some of the winners.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. We need something. Yeah, you got ready? Something?
Okay. That was me. I played that. Okay. So you have that. Lego contest winners from this was Sunday afternoon over there. In the older age group, we'll keep it simple. Tom Harrison from Dubois, and it was sponsored by Terrell and Bernardo Homes. So all the kids have a sponsor. That's pretty cool. And he must have been getting some tips from Ron and Rick on how to build a Lego house. Best of show went to Benjamin Diamond from Marion Center, PA. His sponsor was Hutton Blues Insurance Company. Ironically, they're from Marion Center, PA. Really cool. Hutton Blues for your insurance needs. They've been on our show here. The younger kids, Shadi Hassan, sponsored by PA Basement Waterproofing, won first place. And best of the show went to Gage Flieger, sponsored by Britton Builders. That's Mark Britton, my brother Mark. So a little recognition to those kids. We had another winner in our grand prize, and we gave away a ton of prizes right from our own booth besides all the things that the Builder Show actually gave out. Mona Boring won a Chimney, and I don't know if she knows yet. She's probably going to get a phone call this morning, but if you're listening this morning, Mona, and I think you've been known to listening to this show before, but you won a outdoor Chimney. Congratulations. I wish I would have seen you there myself. It was probably while I was playing with the kids in the back or something like that. Lots going on. A few other quick notes here. You know, we're in the roofing season. The guys are roofing today, but a lot of roof jobs is something that we're still taking on. We talked about it's not too early to design your design build project. Talk about your additions. If you don't have a garage, get one. April Fool's Day is tomorrow. There's a warning for everybody. Okay, don't be fooled. And by the way, if my office staff is listening, I need that. We still need that quote on a case of elbow grease. Can somebody help me out with how much elbow grease costs? Okay. Anyway, moving right along, I have fun. And April showers are bringing, you know, winter havoc to home and April havoc to home. But one of the things that I want to talk about too today is duct cleaning. And John McCall, you have been that's how we did our ad. What's ducks have to do with construction? But we're going to tie this in here. But John, you've been in the HVAC business, heating, venting, and air conditioning business for how long?
25 years.
25 years. That's a long time. That makes you a resident. And I have 25 years at the helm of remodeling and building in the Tri-County area here. So did you see, and you're specializing now in duct work cleaning, and we brought up mold remediation. So how did you make the transfer from duct cleaning how did you go from HVAC to duct cleaning?
Well, it all sort of ties together. Worked for different companies, and I got tied in with duct cleaning with one company. And
okay.
As the opportunity came about, I purchased my own duct cleaning equipment and just went out on my own, and I seen the need. It seemed like the HVAC contractors in the area weren't really going after all the business that was out there, and they were more concentrated on just the people they were putting systems in for. I'm basically going out and trying to find anybody and everybody that needs it done, which in my opinion is everybody.
Yep. And that is, I've grown to have that same opinion too, because, you know, some recent topics have been mold has been an issue, dust and air allergens, and people are, you know, wondering why they're sneezing and can't breathe in that. So the air quality is becoming an issue. So Do you crawl inside the duck whenever to clean the duck? Tell us about how does this process take place?
Well, thank goodness I don't need to.
You don't crawl in. Okay, good. Yeah, you'd fall through in my living room. I don't know. It could get hurt. I can't imagine. You're, by the way, John's about the size of me. Of those who know me, we're slim 120-pound guys, so he might fit in. No, John and I are the same size, and we're double that 120 pounds.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell me, how do you clean? Talk about the cleaning ducks.
The systems I have, which I do have two different systems for duck cleaning. It's basically pulling pressure through the system and then brushes busting the debris loose and being sucked back to the machine. I can do it without stirring up dust throughout the house. The machine will pick up anything I break loose and take it and contain it within the machine. So it's
that works. So you create a vacuum at one end.
Correct.
And then we're going to run the brushes through the other end. That makes sense.
It's absolutely, yeah.
Clean it all out.
Yep.
Are you seeing things? This would be for a typical insulated board. It's been around for a while. So you're able to clean. There's like a fiber insulated surface. Yep. And that would hold particles.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Hold moisture. So you're able to break that free. I mean, I'm asking these questions for real, too, by the way. I mean, I'm concerned about that, too. But if you would have to force it or send a brush or something through that.
Yeah, and the brush does exactly that. Of course, my brush has a forward and reverse switch on it. So as you can imagine, it's brushing one direction.
Yep.
When I reverse it, then it goes back and it's twisting in one way, twisting out the other. So I'm able to catch the one side of ductwork, get to the end of it, switch it, go to the other side, and bring it back through. So I'm cleaning the complete system.
Yep, it would take that, and we've been involved in this a little wee bit now, and you're a newer vendor of ours, and we're looking forward to using your business and services literally a lot in the future. And you can come and look at my house if you want after the show. Okay. things that we're getting in there, sometimes it could just be years of dust collection. Sometimes it can be, following a some sort of problem. But so in my case, it might be from the original construction on. I never had anything done. I've done some my basic what I do for maintenance, and I do clean my coils and my air conditioning. I understand that. I do change my filters. I know a lot of people don't. We're working on their home, and I see filters unchanged, and they're like, "Oh, it's just the air conditioning." Does that make a difference?
Oh yeah, it really does. Not only for catching debris, but it's also good for protecting equipment. You keep the dirt from getting to blowers and pushing on through the systems. It's just real good to have good filtration and good clean filtration.
Yep, there's an advantage to the equipment to be operating efficiently. Not only proper sized equipment. Now, that's one of the things that we have talked about. We've had shows on HVAC, but the equipment running, and it's not meant to run if it's clogged up and if your duct sizes have changed over the years, and if there's issues going on in there, things become less efficient, less healthy. A lot of things going on. Talk about efficiency of equipment alone and longevity of equipment. And are you able to check that? While you're in there, if you see a problem, can you point that out to someone?
Yeah, I try to, use my 25 years experience and say, your system seems to be lacking in return air, which, seems to be a very common occurrence with most houses. You try to point it out and let them know any way that they can make that a better issue with the system. And as far as the duct cleaning itself, it's amazing the amount of stuff you can get out. Certainly you get, the dirt and dust and pollen and, animal dander and, people with pets, it's you're going to have it and it's going to collect. And when you've got a system that's sucking dirt, it's where it ends up is in the duct systems. And that's hence the reason I'm in the business.
Yep. That makes sense too. Once it gets in there, it can just stay. It can just stay. And I don't have a dog, but I know what pets is. And actually, I don't have a cat, but there's a cat that frequents my house 24 hours a day. So that's that's a different story. And I think the cat is in right now. That's a whole different joke. And I have to talk about the cat. Hey, good morning. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. If you have any questions on this, hook up with us. We're right on Main Street in Falls Creek, 375-9388, timbrittonconstructionservices.com. Real easy to get a hold of us. I appreciate everybody listening to Your Home, getting tons of positive feedback. People were coming to me at the home show to meet me, and I don't know, the radio show made me famous not being in business for 25 years. So if I'm going to give them, how do they get a hold of you if they have a specific question on ductwork cleaning. John, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can always get a hold of me at area code 814-764-3644.
Okay, 764-3644. And we want to make sure we give that again at the end of the show, too. And you're from the Clarion area, and you're operating out of Clarion?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Born and raised.
Okay, good. Are you using any chemicals or anything in the system? Is there something that may help break something down or sanitize things?
I do have fogging equipment, which I can, after the system's clean, I can come in and I can fog to sanitize and then deodorize also.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm not big on chemicals, but some people want it.
Okay.
I feel that what I do with the duct clean equipment is more than adequate.
Okay. Have you found mold in a system? I mean, where you saw spores, mold?
Yeah. What appears to be, most certainly. I don't just say that it is. You know, if you want me to test for it, I certainly will.
Fine.
And then we'll have the labs tell you that it is.
Yep.
But I can look at things and give you my opinion that I believe, you know.
Yep, and that's kind of one of the things that I do, too. We have it tested. The majority of the cases that I've run into over the years is that we clean it and deal with it.
Right.
Right there on the spot. And I have fogged in people's homes, but a lot of times it's a cleaning process. If it's affecting wood, we may treat the wood or do something to it. The biggest thing is probably was a moisture problem somewhere along the line, or there is a moisture problem, and you need to, you know, get rid of the moisture, get rid of some of the things. And then mold, that's one of the ingredients that it needs is water. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, get rid of the water. And the funny thing, too, is how I can get in ducts is the water may not be a leak, but it can be created from condensation, something off an evaporator coil leaking. It's just a lot of areas that water can come from that I think people don't think about, too. And it actually can take the moisture in the air, condense on something, and you have water, which
right.
is the key ingredient to mold.
Yep.
Lots of our shows, we've also talked about interior humidity in homes and how to do that. If you're having a problem, though, you need to talk to a guy like John, you know, and he can help. He can help sort this out. But sometimes people think, okay, I dealt with the problem there, but what did it do? And the mold spores, they spread, and they can actually get trapped inside of ductwork. So you're going to break them up and clean them, though. That will, and you're going to vacuum things out as long as we don't have the problem still not there and the contact. So you will be able to deal with the air quality in the home while you're cleaning the ductwork and pay attention to these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And beyond that, I also do indoor air testing. So if there's a question even beyond after duct cleaning, you know, I can certainly test the air and say, and I'd even gladly do before and after testing. You know, it's easy to show then what was there and what we have gotten rid of.
Yep. And that's really important, too. That's why I see that you're going to be a viable part of my business, too. I think, again, as things are changing, we want to see air quality tests. I would rather improve someone's home and solve their problems, but if I can make the quality of their breathing air better, okay, that's something I'm going to just start looking into. These may be added-on options, and a lot of times I tell people we do windows, and we'll clean the house the first time, but really clean it from the inside out, and that's what a lot of times a remodeled or a home that's 20, 30 or older could use. So it'd be an important system. How easy is it? Is this something you can look at? And you were talking about how easy it is to estimate, give a price, and come up with a scope of work. You can do this sometimes even over the phone?
Oh, yeah. I can almost always give a free estimate over the phone. I just basically need to know type of house it is. Is it a ranch house? Is it a split level? Is it a two-story? Is it an old farmhouse? Just need to know how many registers, how many supply, how many return registers. I can basically, with that information, give a quote on what did it take.
Do you have do you clean the registers while you're there?
Yes, I do.
So that's you could clean my registers in my house right now, I guarantee it. I would spend more time probably checking out my filters and checking out the air conditioning unit to make sure that it's functioning properly than I would go around cleaning my registers. I'm missing the point. I'm only doing a part of my system.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we make sure that we're cleaning from registers to furnace. So
yep.
Everything in between, the boots, yep. The runs, the trunk line, everything gets taken care of.
I'll tell you what, even during construction and trying to do things right, during construction, we can cover up a register. We can take every precaution. We leave the subfloor down, but then the ductwork guy comes in, he cuts a hole, that dust goes into the system. I mean, you know, what can go wrong? And it may stay there for the whole life of the home. Go ahead. If you have a call, we want to take this call. on here. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. Good morning.
Good morning. I got two questions.
Go ahead.
I'm replacing a window in my house.
Okay.
And would it be better to take the whole window out totally or just take the inside out and replace the insides?
That's an easy question. Sometimes you want to actually leave the frame in there and put a replacement window in. And it might be a window that would be custom sized and put in. And that's looking at the frame, and that's assuming that the frame and everything is okay on the window. That's our most common cure for changing out a window. The second thing is, if the frame is bad, you can take out the whole frame, sash glass, the whole works would come out, and you'd be putting in more of a new construction window, and that can still be custom sized to put in the hole. Now, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to take a look at that, answer that a little more personal by looking at the condition. Give us a call at Falls Creek there, 375-9388. I appreciate your phone call. Thanks for listening to your home.
And the other question is,
go ahead.
To bring like fresh air into the cold air return into your house.
Putting fresh air into the cold air return into your house.
Yeah, it's like a thing that opens and closes.
Yep.
Lets fresh air. We're supposed to.
Yep, I'm very, very familiar with that. Normally, I think that it's more of a recycled air from inside your house. John, would you care? Since we have the HVAC expert on with us, would you care to answer that?
Yeah. Typically, what you're doing is just that. You're bringing fresh air in, mixing it with heated or cooled air, and then you're just basically taking that possibility of that sick home syndrome out of there by bringing fresh air into a house.
A good idea, necessity, maybe not recycle the interior air. What's best the level?
There, for certain homes, it's certainly a great idea.
Okay.
New building codes in Canada, that's a necessity.
Yep.
And, I don't doubt that in some time that it's going to become a necessity here in the States also.
Okay. Yep. And it is a theory too. The best, answer and to look at these, and these questions are a little bit wide open, but give John a call, and he can come out and he could take a look at that, maybe help assess that qualified HVAC person. And that's what we're trying to emphasize here, is to hiring a qualified professional who knows what they're doing, who has been around. They're reputable, they have insurance, and they can deal with a variety of issues in that. But John, how do they get a hold of you? I want this guy to call you. Go ahead.
814-764-3644.
3644. And John, he could get more in detail on that fresh air into the system. And I have my strong points, and I learned. I know enough about the HVAC and the cleaning and mold remediation, but I know when I have to turn the answers, and I turn and call John, and that's the way it is. Okay, help me out. Here's the question. Here's the problem. What's needed and what would it cost is always another key question too. Is it feasible to do what's needed too? Your dreams come into reality. Your problem solved right here on Your Home with Tim Britton. How's that?
And I know one thing. John is not claustrophobic.
No.
I couldn't have a job like he has.
I asked him if he crawled into ductwork. Actually, there's ducks are everywhere. They're in crawl spaces a lot of times. That's I like it. You
he
do
has
that
ducks
too
on
well.
His shirt, by the way.
I know. I saw that. I like that. We want to get one of his company shirts. I like that. The ducks look good, and it's a male and female duck, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming too.
Okay.
Hoping so by the pose they're in.
So in my house, I have one system that would go through the basement level. I have a second system that is up in the attic area. So in a lot of my system off of the main trunk lines, it would go to a round ductwork. Do you have the solution for round ducts that would go into the diffusers? You have brushes and things that's going to take care of that too?
Yeah, it's basically reducing hose size and brush size.
Okay.
Same piece of equipment's doing the same thing.
Okay.
I just got to get access to that round run.
Okay. Okay. And you'll get a quote is free?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good too. I mean, that quote initial consultation, that's something that we kind of always advertise too. Are you a member of the NADCA? That's one of the organizations?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And just checking, that's a different, broader air quality control type company. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton, and the topic today has been air duct cleaning air quality. We talked about mold. Actually, we talked about windows too, and that's a great topic too, because everybody's getting they're still getting their February heat bills. You know, I know they're murder. Fill up your 1,000-gallon propane tank once, and how do you feel? Okay, hopefully gas prices just fall down forever, cut in half. I don't know, but that kind of happens. So it's time to think about replacing windows and thermal efficiencies and tax rebates, air quality, and HVAC equipment efficiency. Definitely falling into having clean ductworks. We have about 5 minutes. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. Any questions about this show or any shows that we've done in the past, give us a call, 375-9388. So what else do we need to know? You're in there. It takes you 3 weeks to do a system.
It takes me typically 6-7 hours to do a system.
6-7 hours. So you can be in and out. When I come home from work, you'd be done.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And that's a key factor too. I wish we could do a kitchen for someone that fast.
I bet they do too.
I'm sure. Sometimes we're tore up in there. I don't know. Some days I feel like we can't do a doorknob that fast. It might take, all right, guys, come on. It's five of you working on that doorknob. Get it done. You never know. So you're in and out. You give a quote to someone. You need to meet. You're going to eventually show up at the house and do an inspection.
Right. Well, what we prefer is for the homeowner, of course, to be there at least to get us in. Show us the system, show us where everything's at, make sure we're accessible to everything we need to be accessible to.
Okay.
And then if that's fine that they leave and we do the job.
Okay. What if they have a pit bull there? Can it follow you around? No problem?
Yeah, as long as it's friendly.
We do that. We have a job site. Actually, the request was, you can do the job, and we want to do it while we're out of town. Will you take care of our dogs? I said, sure. We know the client pretty well. We're going to feed the Dachshires. If you're listening, you know who you are. You're in good hands. We feed the pets. They get to go out in the fenced-in area and run around. We're going to let them back in. And in fact, it's a kitchen replacement that we're going to tear out and put back in. I mentioned them about the ductwork cleaning, though. It just seems like every job, it might be a viable option for every single person. So,
I believe that every home should, you know, from new construction to an old home, you know, not just because I'm in the business, yep, but I see what I see, you know.
Yep.
When you start removing dead rodents, even, you know that anything and everything can get in there.
That makes sense.
What's that funky smell?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And then we're glad because it goes away in a few days, we hope. You know, we've all had that. Well, the decon's working.
I only smell it when the furnace runs.
I just heard that the other day.
Did you hear that? Other than that, it's not a problem. I know. Did you ever hear the pitter-patter of little feet running down the... Your machine will handle that, though. We're going to vacuum them right up, apparently.
Suck them all off.
They all go to the nest. All right. This is good. They have to move. And they can hold on as much as they want. They're not going to make it past the brushes.
No,
right?
They're not.
Okay. That's good. Mice, beware. Sorry. Whatever's in there, beware. We're coming to get you with ductwork cleaning. This morning show. I knew this was going to be a fun show. John McCall from, what's the name of your company? You call it?
I am the duct cleaning specialist.
The duct cleaning specialist. I like that.
And I'm in Clarion. I'm based out of Clarion.
Okay. And no problem. You're moving east. You're coming into Dubois.
Yep. I go wherever the job takes me.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're going to follow Tim Britton Construction Services, yep, around too. I think that's a cool thing too. We are playing this show too, so no problem, Punxsutawney. This show is going to be a recorded version. Sorry about that, folks in Punxsy, but you're going to get the recorded version of this Friday morning. So Friday morning, and if you have any questions, I can still call you directly at Claire. What's your number over there again?
764-3644.
3644. And you know, not a problem. Give John a call. He can talk to you about it. And I'm sure you have your initial phone assessment, what's going on, how many registers do you have, key question that you might want to know. Should they pre-go around and count the registers?
Well, as long as I have
an idea.
A close proximity of how many they have.
Okay. I know a lot of people don't know it, but the fact that whether the registers are blowing or the return air, does that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. I just need a total of how many registers there are.
How about one-story house, two-story house?
Yeah, I need to know that. Split level, one-story, two-story, whole farm.
Yep, and some people might know if they have a larger system or split systems. I mean, questions like that would be relevant. Don't hesitate. You want to give John a call. Hey, you were listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. We talked about ductwork. We talked about air quality in a home. I mean, huge topic. Newer homes are subject to dust in the system, and I don't know. They just might not be cleaned out. I know we're doing a lot of preventive maintenance right in the field and making it a big thing. So a huge topic today, duct cleaning. How much time we have? 2 hours? Oh, yeah. I know. I could go on forever. Well, I appreciate everybody listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. John, it was great to have you on.
Thank you.
We want to do this again. I'm sure we're going to get some follow-up phone calls on this. I hope our information was helpful today on Your Home. I hope everybody has a great week. A little bit sunnier, a little bit warmer out today. Give us a call if you need something, 375-9388. Everybody have a great week. God bless you and your home.